learning today should be as nishmas derech navachaim elazav and shemshenariyeh as well as chas leila nishmas reb yaakov yosef ben chaim menachem ben zion and chas refuah shleima chaim moshe shol the makah chaim dov ben rachel fanaliyah bashin derach and abadati ben peril as well as chas for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 359. We're going to finish the topic of gezel today, and we could talk now about a unusual kind of gezela. He says, "V'chein yesh gazel she'ena gazel b'dinei adam." Is a type of gezela that's not considered theft according to halachas of a ben adam, halachas on this world, but avalu gazel b'dinei shemayim. But it's considered gezel in shemayim. Kegayin, he says, "Hatakeya atzmo l'dvar halacha." He says somebody attaches himself to a din taira. Basically, he wants to prosecute in Beis Din and collect money when his fellow is not really guilty of stealing. It was an honest mistake that caused a loss. So you go after someone, you sue them in court, and you know that the reason why they did what they did, it was an honest mistake. It was not intent to take from you. They thought it was their own. And you're prosecuting such a person, he says, "Ach lay b'mered, not v'lay b'mal." He didn't do it because of any malice or any harmful intent. Rak b'sem levav, in the purity of his heart, b'nikyan kapav, and in the cleanness of his hands, ke'adam oisim b'shalay, like somebody would act. In other words, he wasn't cavalier, and he wasn't selfish or improper. He acted with your money or your possession like he would with his own possession. And let's say he thought that the food was his, and it turns out it was yours. So, you know, I'll give you an example, right? We had this a few years ago. We got delivered, instead of the kugel, we got delivered the what's it called? The matzo balls, right? We got delivered the matzo balls, right? So imagine the guy gets, we ate the matzo balls. Okay, we ate the matzo balls. Now, imagine the guy comes after us and says, "You're a mazik, you took my matzo balls and you ate them." We say, "Listen, this is what happened. It was an honest mistake. This is what we received. We, you know, we didn't have we, this was what delivered, and obviously it was a mix-up, whatever. But if someone would come, let's say, and sue us in Beis Din and say, 'You guys acted inappropriately by eating my matzo balls,' like when we got it delivered, you know, so in a situation like that, where there's an honest mistake that was made, and we made a reasonable decision for someone to go and sue us, even if rightfully, you know, in B'dinei Adam they have a right to do it, but B'dinei Shemayim, it's considered that you are being overly greedy and acting improperly." He says, even if according to the strict interpretation of halacha, you really have to pay, God is not pleased. And somebody who does such a thing is considered that he's withholding chesed from his friend. And he's over in v'avta l'recha kamecha. So this is falls under the category of v'avta l'recha kamecha, is if someone's acting innocently and you know it's an honest mistake, even if it costs you money, recognize this is from Hashem, and I shouldn't hold the person responsible. This is where Chazal say that you could recognize the true character of a person when it comes to his money, meaning that if someone makes money so important that he goes after people for things that really most people would be mindful. So that shows the character of the person, that he's a greedy person. And at page 360, he says, summing it up, because of the severity of the iser of stealing and how hard it is to do tshuva, we said, when you steal even a shavapruta, we treat it equivalent like you stole his neshama as well as his children, because you don't know the person's financial situation. And so it could be that when you steal from someone, you're taking literally a meal from them. We said, furthermore, as long as you have the stolen possession in your hands, you can't do tshuva. Even Yom Kippur is not mechaper, because shalah hashel gazel anechal. Once you consumed it, it's hard to repay it. Because of this, someone who fears Hashem is going to be very careful. Yishamer ma'oi, guard himself, and called to who iser gazel b'chalayf and shi'er, not to be involved in any sort of iser gazela, no matter what form. V'yiyam masoyim matanav emuna, to conduct himself in business honestly. Afilo imdechika le'shaita tuva, even if he's in a tough financial position. V'hanoishim noishim ba'noishim kashim, and his creditors are threatening him with very harsh penalties if he doesn't pay up. Nevertheless, don't give in to the pressure. Don't justify that or use that as motivation to steal and say, listen, he can afford it. He's a wealthy guy, and I'm suffering under the stress of owing people money. So therefore, he won't miss it. Therefore, it's mutter to do. It's better that a person dies of hunger, not to be considered a rasha in front of Hashem, even for a moment, which is what would happen to someone who steals. Someone who seeks Hashem will not lack any good. Hashem will not hold back good, a bracha of good for someone who acts properly. Now, obviously, if it's a real sakanas nefashos, then you can steal. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where it's not a real sakanas nefashos, but you're in a tough situation. You have money to live. You have a lot of creditors. You owe a lot of people money. You borrowed it to, because you were in a tough position, and now you're feeling the pressure. It's not a reason that a person should use to justify any act of gazelle. With that, we will stop.